The mayor is proposing a 4% raise for city employees, mostly, he says, because he thinks it will be the last pay increase for 4 to 5 years. Armstrong says the city has had to lay off more than 100 people in the last few years, meaning the amount those raises dip into city coffers is considerably less than it might have been.
We've prepared for this for the last 2.5 years, and that's why we may be in a little better shape. Not much, but a little better shape than some cities.
Though the city budget will decrease about 3% overall, Armstrong says he does not anticipate adding to Columbus's rainy day fund, which currently sits at about $3 million.
That's enough, because if we take more than that from the taxpayers, then we ought to be reducing some other things.
The mayor says the city spent about $4.5 million less than it planned during the last fiscal year, but he's quick to point out that money cannot be spent on larger raises or on calling back workers, because it'll be needed in the first few months of 2011 to pay the city's bills, which exceed $2 million a month. For WFIU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.